images. And then fourthly, there's the category of the birth stories and glorious deeds. This is perhaps the most widely popular of all branches of Buddhist scripture, popular especially among the lay people, even today. In Ceylon, Burma, Thailand, Tibet, these birth stories and glorious deeds are very, very popular, because this literature, this branch of the scriptures, consists entirely of stories. Very interesting, very fascinating stories very often, even just as stories. Stories about the Buddha and stories about his prominent disciples. But stories with a difference. Not stories about the Buddha's present life or the present lives of the disciples, but stories about their previous lives, before this life. And the stories about the Buddha's previous lives are called jātakas, or birth stories, and the stories about the previous lives of the disciples are called avadanas. And these stories, whether jātakas or avadanas, all illustrate the workings of the law of karma, the law, as it were, of moral, psychological recompense operating over a whole series of lifetimes. They show how one's moral and spiritual gains are conserved, as it were, from one life to the next. Now the jātakas, the birth stories, the stories about the Buddha's earlier lives, are much more numerous than the avadanas, or the stories about the previous lives of disciples. And the Pali collection, which is the biggest one, contains 550 jātaka stories. Some of them are the length of short novels. You could print several of them in one, say, Penguin volume, just separately. It would be big enough, long enough for that. And the jātakas usually follow a standard pattern. They're divided into four parts. First of all comes the introduction, which is called the story of the present. And this relates to the particular occasion on which the Buddha, from whom of course all this material is supposed to issue, on which the Buddha told his disciples the jātaka story in question. Describes how something happened, he called them all together, and then he told them this story. And then secondly, there's the prose narrative, or story of the past, which is the jātaka story proper. And then thirdly, there are the verses, which we find in each jātaka story, which generally form part of part two. And then fourthly and lastly, there's what's called the connection, in which the Buddha identifies the personages in the story of the present, including himself, with those in the story of the past. For instance, he says, after telling the story of the past, well, Ananda, you were such and such in that past story, and I was such and such. And sometimes the stories aren't very complimentary even to the Buddha himself. He seems to be, as far as we can tell, telling the truth about his own previous lives, in which he isn't always shown as very saintly. I believe in one jātaka story the Buddha was even a robber, which shows that there's hope for all. So many jātaka stories are in fact old Indian folk tales taken over by the Buddhists and adapted to their own particular purposes. In fact, the Pali jātaka book, with its 550 stories, has been described by Rhys Davids as the most reliable, the most complete, and the most ancient collection of folklore now extant in any literature in the world. And the jātaka stories, the avadanas too, have exerted all over the Buddhist East a tremendous moral and spiritual influence. It's here that people, ordinary Buddhists in these countries, get their moral and spiritual inspiration from these stories. And very often the stories are made into dramas, made into miracle plays, mystery plays. And right down into recent times in Tibet, they were staged, they were acted, performed in the courtyards of the big monasteries on special occasions. And even Lama Govinda describes in one of his books how he saw rough Tibetan mule drivers with tears streaming down their faces as they watched the jātaka story in which the Buddha, in this particular previous life, just sacrifices everything for the sake of enlightenment. And they're so moved by this story as it's depicted, as it's enacted, that they can't even help shedding tears. And this is the sort of effect, the sort of influence that the jātakas have exerted on the Buddhist masses, as it were, all down the centuries.